Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And welcome back into First News. I'm Don Dubuque, filling in for Tommy Tucker, who has the day off today. And a regular feature on Mondays is Monday Morning Markets with Mark Rosa, the president and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. What can you tell us about the markets, Mark?
Mr. Don, how are you this morning?
I'm doing pretty well.
Very good, sir. Don, last week the equity markets had posted the biggest weekly decline since mid-June. And the market is, we've got to some information that has come to us of late. Of course, you had the Delta variant that had the chance to slow the economy, and they're worried about the growth hitting a soft patch. And we're also worried, I think you and I talked about it a week or so ago when you were in, about inflation that's going through the market, through a lot of the supply chains. So I know we've been doing storm coverage over the past couple of weeks, so this is my first day back since Ida. But if I could take our listeners back to that Labor Department report for the month of August, and that was reported on Friday, September the 3rd. So the previous month, just to take us back with this, 1 million jobs, new jobs were created. That was in July. So the expectation was going into August, we're still going to see continued recovery. The numbers are going to still be good to drive the unemployment rate down. And so for August, the expectation was for 720,000 jobs. Well, here comes the Labor Department report, and only 235,000 jobs were created. So that's where the market will sell off, saying, well, gee, I thought we were in a recovery phase here, thought the Labor Department was getting back on its feet. All the jobs that are open, companies are willing to hire, and people are ready to go back to work, all that looked good from the July report. So unemployed, the 235,000, far from the expectation of 720, but it was enough to drop the unemployment rate down a tick. So we went from 5.4% to 5.2%. That's good news. But really, we were looking for much better news that could have possibly moved that rate down into the fours, 4.9. And while it's a far cry down from where we were at the beginning of COVID, I think we touched 13% unemployment. It didn't stay there for very long, but as low as 5.2 is compared to that number, 5.2 is not a number that we're satisfied with as an economy. We want that to get down ideally below the fours and even into the threes where it was late 2019. It was at a 50-year low of 3.2. So we're going to see that again. I'd love to see that again. But we have a ways to go with what's going on economically. So within that same week, productivity fell to 2.1% and 2.4% was expected. So as I began the segment, that's what the market is worried about, so that we hit a soft patch. And the response to that by our government agency, the Federal Reserve, they were going to start pulling back on all the money that they've been injecting into the economy since COVID. They said, well, gee, look at these numbers. The unemployment rate is coming down. 1 million jobs created in July. Another 700,000 will be in August. Stop. The news hasn't been that good. So what they've put the Fed on the economic indicators have put the Fed on the fence. And the European Central Bank was basically going to do the same thing. So we had the two central money centers on Earth were going to start pulling back on that infusion that they were putting into the economy, saying that enough has been done and the economy is not as fragile as it was, but capable of standing on its own feet. So all that's on hold. So that's what the financial markets last week didn't like at all. And that's where we had that pullback, the worst since June of this year.
So the drivers were, of course, inflation and then the variant on COVID. Does Yes. events like Ida, these disasters, does that have an impact also?
Yes. Well, it's going to have an impact on us locally. I know because my house flooded, so it certainly had an impact on me and others that were down my street and people that I've talked to. And, you know, so that's our little local circumstance. But I tell you, maybe it's not a funny story. It's a peculiar story that I knew someone from school, a student of mine of 20 years ago. She lives in New Jersey. She lives in a high-rise building on the third floor, but their basement got 6 feet of water in it from Ida. I thought that was incredible. I didn't know, first of all, it extended that far, and the damage that it took with it. So it was a fairly severe storm, as we know down here. But that kept its momentum going up all the way through the country and veering to the east and hitting New Jersey. So to say that, you know, it had an effect on our local economy, we know the effect that it had because we're here. But that thing rippled through. So could that be, you know, just an incremental, I don't know where that's going to come in. Maybe the third quarter GDP might tick back 0.1% or something like that. But it does. It slows economic activity down. I mean, it ruins property. I mean, we know what the effects are down here because we live so close to it. But, yeah, I could see that to be a slight economic impact, and then we're going to, of course, start crawling out of that. But it's been the combination of which, Donna was saying, you mentioned it, about the inflation. They were talking earlier when again, some of these economic numbers started to be more pleasant, that, oh, inflation is going to moderate towards the end of the year. Well, now you've got a soft patch in the economy. But on the 10th, so that was just last week, Labor Day week, the producer prices, the wholesale inflation rose by one of the fastest rates that was measured of late. It was up 7.7%. So annualized producer inflation was up 8.4% on an annual basis. So that's a high number. So we've got this softening in the economy, if you're reading many of the economic statistics, but then inflation continues to move higher. And that could be a worry. It is a worry for the central banks. It is a worry for us as consumers. It's a worry for the economy because inflation will be the what I keep saying, it's the bug that bites when we're trying to get the economy back the way it used to be, pre-COVID.
Right. Mark, well, we had 1 million new jobs in July, which was very positive, less than half of what the projection was for August, which is very disappointing. When will the Labor Department give its report or outlook for September? What are we expecting given inflation, given these disasters and, you know, some of the other factors that has caused the market to decline?
Absolutely. So that estimate isn't available yet. And what they will do, just for all our listeners, it's the Friday after the month closes. So that next Friday will be the first Friday in October, and they'll probably release that week or the week before it's officially released. They'll have some numbers that will come up and some estimates. And then, of course, the economy will react to it. Analysts will react to it to say, well, we have so many jobs that are coming on. It's when those expectations are disappointing is when the market will pull back. It's like, wait a minute, I thought you said 500,000 jobs were going to come on and we reacted to it. And that's good news, quote unquote, just using a number. And when it comes in at in the case that it just did one third of what that number should have been, that's when we had a weak market last week.
I'm sure the money markets also have, in the financial world, also has handicappers like they do in football that don't wait until the end of the month to get the Labor Department's official report. What are they saying now? What are we hearing now?
Well, the main thing right now is, yes, and the market is very anticipatory. They're trying to gauge what's going to come into the future. So baked into that cake was already the 700,000 number, and the expectation is that the unemployment rate will be under 5 toward the end of the year. But it's also they're also wrestling with the idea that what was saying that the inflation was transitory, the Federal Reserve said that themselves, that's going to back itself off by the end of the year. And we just keep getting these numbers that are reinforcing that inflation isn't backing off by the end of the year. So what will that do? So the Dow Jones has been in a trading range, high 34,000s, early 35,000s for the past several weeks. That's what that looks like. And if it starts getting worse, meaning the inflation picture or the jobs picture, well, that's where you'll start seeing these numbers back down. The Dow isn't going to be at 34,000, and our 401ks are not going to look like they have in the past few months. those numbers could start backing off. So could you see a $30,000? That's kind of dramatic. I wouldn't expect a pullback that far, but in essence, that's what would happen to the market averages. The S&P is going to pull back a bit because they know that the companies, the underlying companies, the shares of the stocks that make up those averages and indexes, the companies are going to be weakened by a higher unemployment rate than normal and higher inflation rate than normal. Both of those things, neither one of them are good for business.
Got it. Mark, always great talking with you. Great information you put out. We really appreciate you being with us.
Thank you, Don. Appreciate it.
All righty. Mark Rosa, he's the president and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. You can.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.